You're listening to The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Luxury Lifestyle Design Radio, Episode 47, How to Be a Sexy Boss with Heather Havenwood.
Aloha, and welcome to The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Productively live and work from anywhere in the world. Now, here's your host, Erica Duran.
Aloha, e komo mai. Hello and welcome to the Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Luxury Lifestyle Design Radio. Welcome to the 47th episode. I'm your host, Erica Duran, and I'm here at the Laguna Beach House in sunny California. A big mahalo to our new hotel sponsor, sister properties, the Inn at Laguna Beach and the Laguna Beach House. Both of these properties really have a great location in walking distance to pretty much anything you'd want to do in Laguna Beach. Shopping, dining, art galleries, and of course the big blue Pacific Ocean. The sweeping views and sunsets are amazing here as well. So I hope you'll check out both properties and make your reservations at either the LagunaBeachHouse.com or the Inn at LagunaBeach.com. And please let them know that you heard about it on the Erica Duran Show. All links and the show notes for this episode will be at ericaduran.co/47. And our Facebook group has really been growing, and I feel like there is a great mix of women in there, from health coaches to web designers, life coaches, professional organizers, healers, graphic designers, virtual assistants, and more. To join the conversation, you can go to ericaduran.co/FB group, and that will redirect you right into the Facebook group where you can request to join. In this episode, you'll meet Heather Havenwood. Heather Ann Havenwood, CEO of Havenwood Worldwide LLC and Chief Sexy Boss, is a serial entrepreneur and is regarded as a top authority on internet marketing, business strategies, and marketing. Since marketing her first online business in 1999, bringing together clients and personal coaches, she has played an active role in the online marketing world since before most people even had a home computer. In 2006, she started, developed, and grew an online information marketing publishing company from ground zero to over 1 million in sales in less than 12 months. Heather is the author of Sexy Boss, How the Empowerment of Women is Changing the Rulebook for Sex, Money, and Success, and the book The Game of Dating and How to Play It, a rulebook for divorced men stepping back into the game. Heather is smart, sexy, savvy, and now stepping out from behind the curtain to educate, enlighten, and empower women entrepreneurs to grow or start an online business and live a fearless and fulfilled life. See more about Heather at heatherhavenwood.com or sexyboss.inc.com. In this episode, you'll learn, as a single woman, how did Heather go from highly successful business builder, then to bankruptcy, then to sexy boss? What are Heather's top three strategies on how to start over from zero, and exactly how you can go from basically unknown to a leader? Now, your freedom is waiting. Let's not waste any time. Well, aloha, escape artist. Welcome. And today I have Heather on the line. Heather, are you there?
I am. I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
And yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Where in the world are you today?
I'm in Austin, Texas.
Perfect. I was just there picking up a dachshund not too long ago.
That's adorable. We love our dogs here in Austin.
Yeah. And I gave a bio in the intro, but we want to hear it from you. Can you give us just a short bio, who you are and what you do?
Sure, absolutely. So my name is Heather Havenwood, and I call myself Chief Sexy Boss, and I could go into a little bit of what that means. So I've been in the online marketing world since 2001, and I have built businesses, failed businesses, and everything in between, but I consider myself a direct response marketing coach. That's really what I do. I have four online businesses that I work on a daily basis now, and, you know, I love marketing. I love helping other people.
Perfect. And what does a freedom-based lifestyle mean to you? Are you pretty digital nomadic, or do you tend to stay in one place? What does that mean to you?
Yeah, nomadic's not for me. Yeah. So I like, I'm a home-based girl. I guess I'm a Cancer, so I like home base. I work from home. And yeah, I have my home office here in Austin, Texas, and I'm overlooking a beautiful patio and greenery. And I just love that. I love working from home. That's what freedom-based lifestyle means to me, is just being able to choose where I work the best. And I've, over the years, I've tried the coffee shops, and then I've tried to go outside the house, you know, and get an office. I've tried all kinds of things, and it always comes back to, I really like working from home. I just really like the process of it. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I love it. And today, actually, I was walking my dog this morning around 7:30. And for some reason, I don't know why, maybe just one of those days, because it was kind of wet and cold outside, but the traffic was like backed up almost a mile and a half. And I just was like, I'm just so happy I don't have to get into that right now. I was just so grateful that I don't have to get in my car and I don't have to get into that. So that's really what I think freedom-based lifestyle is.
Cool. Yeah, we are exact opposites, because I haven't had a real home base since 2012.
So I understand.
And I'm a Sagittarius, so that's a wanderer. So we're just exact opposites. But that's what I like, having different people on the show to show that there's different ways. So that's just
I've tried it your way. I have honor. Yeah. I really honor and respect that. I couldn't do it. I would constantly like, I need a home base. As a Cancer, I like to nest. So yeah, I get it. That's
perfect.
Awesome.
Perfect. Perfect. So, okay, I guess we'll just dive right into the meat of this interview.
Sure.
As a single woman, how did you go from highly successful business builder and then, you know, go through a bankruptcy and then now being the sexy boss you are?
Thanks for asking that question. So yeah, it was definitely a journey of up and down and up and down. And I call from bankruptcy to sexy boss. And what was interesting is I got in the industry in 2001 on accident, meaning the industry of seminars and direct response marketing. And I traveled the country doing seminars around the country. I produced over 450 seminars around the country. And with that, I learned a ton about direct response marketing. And I started to work with a particular gentleman as a business partner, and we built this amazing business. And I had built some other businesses in the past with people, and this one was like the crown jewel, you know? It just like was the timing. It was amazing. We did very, very well quickly. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, business partners sometimes don't always work out. So what happened basically is I came home one day from a seminar, and everything was gone. You know, merchant accounts were switched over, bank accounts were cleared out, and all I had left was the bills.
Oh my gosh.
So I quickly fell into personal and business bankruptcy, as well as foreclosure. And it was probably one of the most hardest things I ever went through. And it was also the best thing I ever went through. It's hindsight, right? Everything happens for the best, I believe. And that's because I really feel that through the bankruptcy, I learned who I really was and what I really wanted, right? Because up until that point, I was just like going with what was next, or what I thought I should be doing, or what everyone else was doing, or like what the hottest thing was, right? Mm-hmm. But nothing really like, who am I and what can I provide and what do I want? So those are the questions that when you have nothing except you and your dog and a cell phone, you start to ask, what do I really want? So it took me about 2 or 3 years that I lived in Marco Island for about a year, kind of living in the ocean, living near the ocean, just kind of looking off into the ocean and in disarray and listening to myself and figuring that out. And for a type A personality that ever since I was come out of the womb, I was go, 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 for me to relax for a year and just kind of hang out was probably more challenging than anything. But it was through that time that I started to figure out who I was. And so the essence of being a sexy boss came out of that. And came out of that because I was with my friend Joe Sugarman one day, and he says, you know, you're kind of like a sexy boss. And I just was like, what? And so we ran with that. And mainly because what I say a sexy boss is a woman or man, but a woman who owns who she is, who owns who she is as a female. Right. And she owns her life. And that's the boss part, meaning she's responsible for all areas of her life. She's not acting as a victim of anything in her life, all areas of her life. And being sexy is just a confidence. Mm-hmm. Sexy is confidence in oneself. Right. And so I feel like when you're confident and your ownership of your life, you are a sexy boss. And that's what it means to me. And that's what I feel like I had I stepped into out of the fire of the bankruptcy.
Right. And people don't realize that doing nothing on an island is fun for 2 weeks because it feels like a vacation. But then it's really, it can really mess with your head.
Yeah, you've probably experienced that being in Hawaii.
Yeah, the margaritas wear off after a while and you have to face reality.
Right, exactly. First 2 weeks, you're like, this is great. And then, you know, 2 months, you're just having to deal with a lot. Yeah, because everything's just kind of sitting there in front of you.
I think it says a lot that we all deep down do have something to serve the world with, because after that vacation phase wears off, we want to get to work and we want to do something. So I think you
absolutely
went through that too.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened. So after a year of, I would call a sabbatical, mm-hmm. or just letting go, and really trying hard not to do anything. That sounds odd, but it was like that. It was like trying hard not to do anything. I finally got this to this point of like, okay, I'm ready to go back. Because there was a piece of me, like, I wasn't sure if I was ready to go back to business, if I wanted to start a business, if I wanted to go back to corporate life. I mean, I didn't know. So I felt like at that point, there was this moment, I just was like, okay, I'm done. I'm done with this. I want to go back and I want to build again. Like, that was the feeling. I wasn't sure what, but I knew I wanted to go back and build again. And so I moved from Marco to Austin, Texas, because I knew that the best thing to do is surround myself with other people that were doing that. And Austin's an amazing entrepreneur city. Because what I found that, you know, Marco Island's beautiful, but the average age is 80 and most people aren't building anything in their life when they're 80, right? So the average age here is 30 in entrepreneurship. And so you're surrounded by other people. Everyone's up to something, right? So I felt like if I could get into the energy of that, I could start there. And that's what happened. So I moved to Austin and then I started my business after that when I moved here.
Perfect. And just to recap for everyone, what would be maybe your top three strategies on how to start over from zero?
That's a great question. I wish I could give you a step one, step two, step three. Mm-hmm. But the first thing I would definitely say is get clear on where you're at. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't move forward unless you figure out where you're at. And sometimes we don't really want to acknowledge where we're at. And like, you don't want to look at the bank account, or like there isn't one. Like, for a while, I didn't have one. I mean, that's how much it was for me. Like, I didn't even have a bank account.
And maybe keeping the drama out of it. I mean, where you're at isn't, it's just information.
It is information.
It's not drama about it or anything.
Right. It's just where you're at. It's nothing, doesn't mean anything. And so you have to then, once from there, not get clear, like, you have to go 10 years down the road. Mm-hmm. But what I mean by going from where you're at to where you want to go, it's a feeling that you want to go towards. So for me, it was, I'm ready to build again. Like, uh-huh. That was all I knew. And then I knew that surrounding myself with other people that were in the building stages of their life, then I knew that that would help. Right? That's all I knew. So that's when I got in my car and took my dog and my cell phone in my car, my truck to Austin and said, here we are, you know? So, and then I knew I had a desire to win again. Like, that was all I really had. And sometimes that's all you really need. And then you were willing. I was willing to do whatever it took to just win again, win for me, you know? And I wasn't trying to prove anything to anyone ever. And the book actually came out of, I felt like I was at a point where I had, you know, overcame something, and I wanted to share that journey. But I promise you, during that time, it's not like someone was saying, oh, are you doing this so you can write a book someday? I'm like, no.
Right.
And that's not my point. If I ever write a book, I don't care. It was more about, I just knew I wanted to win again. I knew I wanted to have that confidence again in myself as a person. And I just kept doing whatever I needed to do in front of me. So that's what I would say to start over.
And you gave yourself the space to really figure all this out and find it out and not just rush into the next thing. So I think that's wonderful. Great.
Oh, absolutely.
And then I just want to know a little bit, because you're a brand builder and a business builder, how do you basically go from unknown to a leader? I know a lot of people listening have a certain expertise or niche, but they feel maybe the market's so crowded. And how did you go about that process, or how would you help other people?
So the key with being known, as you would call it in the online marketing world, a branding, is to be consistent in communication with the world, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what I call it. So and whatever that looks like for you, we call that content marketing. Some people call that podcasting. Some people call that blabbing, YouTubing, whatever. The key is the consistency of the communication out there, not just a website. A website's mm-hmm. static, right? So inside of our world of content marketing, online marketing, it's the consistency. And then it's the mass different places. That really is the leadership, right? So honestly, that's really the key piece. And I look at what's happening in politics right now in different places. If you look at what's happening, it's the consistency over a period of time that makes someone a leader, or someone that you like or don't like, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's that consistent communication. So same thing with branding, same thing with businesses, is that you've got to start being out there over and over and over and over again, to a point where a mentor of mine to me said once, you know, I repeat myself daily, if not hourly, if not weekly. You know, you'll repeat yourself.
Right. So
it doesn't mean, because you're repeating yourself and you might get bored with the message, doesn't mean the person listening is the first time hearing it. You know. So it's being consistent with your message over and over and over again.
What a relief, because I'm always like, I'm so bored of myself. I feel like I'm repeating myself all the time. And I also want to say, if there's any of my clients listening, I told you so. Consistency and communication is what you have to do. You know, you have to keep putting content out there with your consistent message. Branding's not just your colors and font. It's your whole messaging, I believe.
Yes, it's the consistent, and the key is the consistency over a period of time. I was at the Wizard Academy here recently last week, and the gentleman who started, Roy Williams, and he made a promise to himself, like a big promise, that he wanted to start a newsletter. And then he wanted to start a newsletter every Monday for 20 years. That was his promise to himself. And I don't know what the year is now. I think he's into 15. Maybe he's already at 20 years at this point. But it was through his newsletter that he actually got, you know, brand awareness, famous, however you want to call it, right? So, but it's what an interesting view, right? Because most of us say, oh, we just want to start a newsletter weekly. We don't say, I want to start a newsletter every Monday for the next 20 years. People are like, they freak out.
Too much commitment.
Right, it's too much commitment. But that was the commitment he made to himself. You know, and so he actually has followers from all over the world that come into Wizard Academy to be at his amazing events. And so because of that newsletter, you know.
Wow, that's amazing. I can't imagine saying that for 20 years.
I can't do this for 20 years. Yeah. It's like podcasting. If you're like, I'm going to start podcasting weekly for the next 20 years. Wow, you know, I don't.
They might not even exist in 20 years.
I don't know, right? Yeah, it's crazy. So you have to really consider it, but I'm not saying you have to do it for 20 years. But if you look at the goal of that and what he's accomplished and what he's been able to accomplish in that 20 years, mainly because it came out of a newsletter.
Perfect. Well, thank you for sharing that. I'll put the Wizard Academy, if there's a link to that, I'll put that in the show notes as well if people want to check that out. Now, Heather, we are about to go into the WikiWiki round, but first we just have to take a quick break for our sponsor. Welcome to Laguna Beach, California. Footsteps from room to village to sea, no car required. The Laguna Beach House and the Inn at Laguna Beach. Two unique boutique hotel properties to make your stay memorable in Orange County's premier destination. The Laguna Beach House, chic coastal decor and vintage furniture create the look and feel of an open, airy beach cottage. Their convenient location is within a short walking distance to Main Beach and downtown Laguna Beach. Personalized service and attention to detail provide for the ultimate Laguna Beach getaway. And the Inn at Laguna Beach. Experience a luxury escape in the heart of Laguna Beach with the finest art galleries, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. Enjoy unsurpassed views of the Pacific Ocean from your beachfront hotel room, the pool, and the Pacific Terrace rooftop bar. Blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today, 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you. To see which beautiful property is right for you and to book your stay, visit inn@lagunabeach.com or thelagunabeachhouse.com. Want to partner with me? Would you like to get your business showcased in front of thousands of productive-minded lifestyle entrepreneurs and travelers? Why not become a sponsor of The Erica Duran Show, freedom-based lifestyle design radio? Go to ericaduran.co/sponsor to see if this partnership is right for you. Mahalo. All right, Heather, we're back. Are you still there?
I am.
Okay, great. Well, this is just a fun little wiki round in Hawaii. Wiki means quick, so we're going to go through this pretty quickly. I know everyone's always asking me, what tools do you use, especially if you're in an online business or any type of location-independent business? What kind of tools or apps or software or hardware or paper are you using right now to make your life and business easier?
So I love Evernote.
Okay. I love Evernote. Very popular answer on this show.
Wunderlist. I love Wunderlist. It's one of my fun little ones, actually. Mm-hmm. Absolutely love Wunderlist. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Mm-hmm. I would probably say a next one would be... I'd say probably Infusionsoft.
Okay.
Because I do like Infusionsoft.
All right. That's a very robust system. I had that for 2 years. That was very interesting. We have a lot of people listening that they're either in that struggle period where they're doing everything, quote unquote, right, but the money's still not coming in, or they're driving right now to their job and they're just kind of in that dream state, but they don't know how to put it all together. What are your best pieces of advice for new or struggling entrepreneurs?
So what I would say to that is that I'm going to quote some friends of mine, actually mentors of mine. So the first one is one by Joe Sugarman. Everything happens for the best. Not everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for the best. And so the reason why he takes the word reason out is because if you say everything happens for a reason, then you look for the why, right? Mm-hmm. Versus everything happens for the best. So I think that's a really key one. Everything is going on in your life, good, bad, and different, is for the best and is on your journey. Number two would be another one. Richard Flint said this one to me while I was in the middle of my bankruptcy and my confusion. And he said to me, quote, does this feed my confusion or strengthen my clarity? So it's something that I put that question to everything I have in my life. So I put that question to like business opportunities before I do a business deal, before I go in a relationship. Does this feed my confusion or strengthen my clarity? And usually it's a pretty clear, like, you know, what it is right then is pretty fast of what that situation is going to add to my life, clarity or confusion. And the last one is, same thing, Richard Flint, he said this one to me, is, quote, never keep anyone in my life that's not part of my fan club. So when I was going through my bankruptcy, you always find out who your friends are, you know?
Right.
And I think that was a big one for me as I started to kind of shift into sifting and sorting friendships and relationships and putting them where they really are. And I really got that. So never keep anyone in my life that's not part of my fan club. So those are my three pieces of advice.
I love that one. And I love how you even stuck relationships in there, because they can be so draining when they don't bring clarity and they bring confusion to your life. And you're trying to run this business and it does take a lot of mind power and energy, and you just can't have that going on in the background.
Absolutely. Very true.
And I hear you have a free gift for the listeners.
I do. And they can get 3 free audiobook chapters of my book, Sexy Boss, if they text the word sexy, just in case you know how to spell that, it's S-E-X-Y, and text that to this number, 72000. So 72,000. And just type the word sexy and text it, and then you'll get the 3 free audio chapters. Or you can go to sexybossinc.com and get that sexybossinc.com. And again, you can get my audio chapter of my book.
Wow. And when you text, the audiobook goes right into the phone so they can listen?
Yeah, it's super neat. So yeah, so you text that and then it'll ask you if you are you sure? And then you say yes. You text yes. And then what happens is it sends you to a link, and yes, they can actually play them right from your phone.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And really cool. You know, in case anyone's driving right now, we'll put all these links in the show notes, of course. And what's your favorite social media platform? Where do you hang out online mostly?
LinkedIn,
really?
Yeah, that's my favorite, actually. I mean, I have my entire resume there, but I really connect with people there. I'm in communication with people, people who email me through LinkedIn. I connect with them. I love LinkedIn. It's one of my faves.
Yeah, I love LinkedIn too, just for it's just a little bit more professional of a space. Mm-hmm. So I love it. And I learned a trick the other day. I don't know if you know sure. this. I learned a little LinkedIn trick because there's no clickable links in your bio, but you can create a project and put your clickable link in there and then drag your project to the top as far as it goes. And so like I have my free opt-in offer and my free webinar as projects so that the links are clickable. Yeah, I just learned that yesterday. So I wanted to pass it on to everyone listening. It's a way to start converting a little bit better from LinkedIn and kind of get around their red tape, I guess.
No worries. Yeah, that's a good one. I have a lot of projects.
Yeah. I bet we all.
Yeah.
Heather, it's been so great having you. Thank you so much for sharing all this. I hope everyone goes and text SEXY to 72000 and gets your free book. And all the best to you and getting your book out there into the world. It's great work, and I'm sure it was very therapeutic for you to write it all down.
Yes, it was. It was very nice. Thank you, Erica, so much, and thank you for everyone for listening, and thank you for just, you know, honored for your just for listening today to my story. And I hope it changed one person's life.
Aw, well, thank you for sharing so much. Mahalo and aloha.
Aloha.
Pauhana Escape Artist, work is done on this episode. Did you enjoy meeting Heather? I think some key takeaways for me was to reaffirm how important it is to get out of your normal routine, maybe take off to an island far away somewhere, and think, or better yet, feel your way into your next step rather than just filling your time constantly with staying busy with really no end goal in mind. And another piece was consistency in your messaging and in your branding. It's a really noisy and crowded space out there online. So staying consistent builds trust with your audience and differentiates you and your business from the rest. So go ahead and grab Heather's books, and all the other links are at the show notes page at ericaduran.co/47. And if you need some clarity around your goals and some support in building your freedom-based business and lifestyle, sign up for your free Aloha Strategy session at ericaduran.co/aloha. Make your next escape in luxury. Mahalo to our new hotel sponsors, the Laguna Beach House and the Inn at Laguna Beach. Mahalo for listening. A hui ho. Until we meet again, sending you aloha.
Thank you for listening to The Erica Duran Show, freedom-based lifestyle design radio. Be sure to go to ericaduran.co to get all of this episode's show notes and resource links. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Never settle. Mahalo.